a member of the royal family, or even that it was bought by the government in order to be a secret science laboratory. Definitely, Soldier Island was news. Wargrave took out a letter from his pocket. It was difficult to read most of the writing, except for words here and there. "Dearest Lawrence, years since we've seen each other, must come to Soldier Island. The most charming place. Talk about the past. Sit in sunshine. 12:40 train from Paddington Station. Meet you at Oakbridge Station. Constance Culmington." He had last seen Lady Constance Culmington 8 years ago. She had been going to Syria, where she planned to live with a Bedouin tribe. Constance Culmington, he thought, was exactly the sort of woman who would secretly buy an island and create a mystery. Wargrave nodded his head and fell asleep. Vera Claythorne, travelling in a significantly less comfortable carriage on the train, shut her eyes. How hot it was! It would be nice to get to the sea. How lucky she was to get this job. A holiday job nearly always meant looking after loads of children. Secretarial holiday jobs were much more difficult to find. Then the letter had come. "I have received your name from the Skilled Women's Agency, together with their recommendation. I will be happy to pay you the salary you ask for, and will expect you to begin your work on the 8th of August. The train is the 12:40 from Paddington Station, and you will be met at Oakbridge Station. I enclose £5 for your train ticket. Yours truly, Una Nancy Owen." And at the top was the address: Soldier Island, Sticklehaven, Devon. Soldier Island. There had been nothing else in the papers lately. The house was said to be very luxurious, and Vera Claythorne felt very tired after a difficult term in the horrible school where she was the sports teacher. "But I'm lucky even to have that job," she thought to herself. "People don't like a coroner's inquest, even if the coroner did acquit me of all blame." And Mrs. Hamilton had been so kind to her. Only Hugo. But she wouldn't think about Hugo. Suddenly, in spite of the heat, she shivered and wished she wasn't going to the sea. A picture rose clearly in her mind. Cyril's head, moving up and down in the water, swimming to the rock. And herself, moving easily through the water, knowing that she wouldn't be in time. The sea and its deep, warm blue. Mornings spent lying on the sand. Hugo, who'd said he loved her. She must not think of Hugo. She opened her eyes and looked at the man opposite her. He was a tall man with an arrogant, almost cruel mouth. "I bet he's been to some interesting parts of the world and seen some interesting things," she thought. Captain Philip Lombard, looking at the girl opposite him, thought, "Quite attractive." No. He had to keep his mind on the job. What exactly is the job? He wondered. That little man had been too mysterious.
"My client has been told that you are a good man to have in a difficult situation," Mr. Isaac Morris had said. "Therefore, my client has asked me to give you 100...